Unit 11. Key to Success. Reading. Making the team work. We are often asked to work in small groups, but why? Is it necessary to work with others? What if you feel comfortable doing a task by yourself? Especially at school, it sometimes feels as if we are being asked to work in teams for the sake of just that. In reality, however, after leaving school, you will find out that almost all work in many fields is done in teams. School life is a preparation for our working days to come. A team is a group of individual people brought together in order to accomplish a task that cannot be efficiently or effectively completed by any member of the group alone. The group may be temporary or stay together for a long period of time. A type of team that we are all familiar with are sports teams. Sports teams are made up of a certain number of players whose common goal is to work together to win a match. Different team members may have different skills. Although the coach is usually not counted as a team member, his role is to discuss strategy and make decisions about the composition of the team. A sports team can only function well when all team members cooperate. The atmosphere in the group affects the performance of the team, so social relations within the team are important. It is not necessary for all team members to be friends. On the other hand, all team members should respect each other. It is important that all members of the team feel that each of them makes an equal contribution and that they help and support each other. In a sports team, each player has a clear role, and there are a few occasions when members are confused or uncertain of their roles. Roles of team members are accepted, and there are no conflicts about expectations and responsibilities attached to each role. However, when forming teams to complete tasks at school, we are often hardly aware of this. Working in groups at school is an opportunity to learn more about teamwork. Group work makes us aware of the role that is most suitable for each of us. Practice also brings the benefit of getting experience working with other people. Group work shows us how other people's roles fit the purpose of the group, and it teaches us to be patient and how to respond to different personalities. As with sports teams, group work can only be successful when group members respect, help, and support each other, while the work division is clear and each member performs at the right level in the role that is most suitable to him or her. But a project team requires very different roles from those of a rugby team. Teams require leaders and people who create ideas, who develop ideas, and people whose role it is to comment and help improve plans. Teams also need people to identify problems and others to suggest solutions. In small teams, members may combine roles according to their personalities. People full of action and ideas are often the ones to bring new energy to the group, while people who are mainly listening and commenting are often the ones to keep an eye on procedures that must be followed. Some are good at evaluating, while others are good at compromising in conflicts and keeping peace and harmony in excited discussions. Rules and regulations help teams function well, but we should always guard against making teams too bureaucratic. Working in a team, we have to take into account how each individual member works best. Some work best on task alone, while others work best in groups. How the tasks of the group are divided depends on the personalities and abilities of the individuals in the group. In a dynamic team, people with quite different personalities work well together. In fact, their differences are the strength of the team. To make the best of working with our classmates, it is important to recognize their strengths and weaknesses. Knowing other people's shortcomings can help us avoid embarrassing them. To know someone's personality type and ability is to know a great deal about that person. The lack of recognition of differences in human functioning has led to much misunderstanding, conflict, and waste of energy. in the classroom, in the workplace, and at home. To understand means we can build strong and good relationships between members of a team and make the best use of each other's talents. Integrating skills. Reading.
Ticket to success. In the final year at high school, Lee Yong-hong knew that a career at university was not for her. Her parents had not wanted to pay for any other type of education, but had offered her some money to set up a small business to sell cigarettes. However, that was not what she had in mind. Instead, she asked a couple of friends to lend her some money so that she could take a one-year training course to become a hairdresser. Looking back, she congratulates herself on this decision. Soon after completing her course, she found a job in a barbershop. Things went smoothly. As the years went by, she worked in many places, always improving her position and gradually getting more and more experience. She had made herself independent and was able to manage her finances well. 2 years ago, she decided to put that money to good use. She decided to go back to school. This time, she decided on a practical course to learn how to do makeup. Once again, this proved to be an excellent choice. The combination of being an experienced hairdresser and knowing how to do commercial makeup for brides and bridegrooms made her much in demand. The story of Lee Yong-hong is not exceptional. Life at high school is the time to find out not only what we are really good at, but also what we really want. It is not always easy to discover our strengths while we are still at school. Many people tend to listen to their parents or to their teachers, who often have expectations that are hard to live up to. The ideal for many people at that age is to go to university. But is going to university really the ideal career for most people? At the age of 17 to 18, many young people dream of going to university because they think a university degree is the ticket to success and happiness in life. Too many people forget that in order to become successful, you must first explore your talents and get to know yourself so as to find out where your real interests lie. Not going to university is not a shame. No matter how hard you try, working towards a career for which you are not suitable is not going to get you there. Think of the following little experiment. Write your name on a piece of paper. Now, do the same with your opposite hand, the one you do not usually use for writing. How about the results this time? This example shows that we can be really good at something when we follow what feels right. It is no use for everybody to try to pursue the same career. What would the world look like full of managers and financial specialists? We must make the most of our special talents and interests. By following your own interests, you will ensure that you arrive at the best possible station in life. It has become quite common now to distinguish various people's different talents or intelligences and accept their influence on human functioning. People have different personality types, and connected to these types are different learning styles. Schools and universities tend to serve people whose mental, intellectual type is strongest. People whose learning style is to try, experiment, and find their way through hands-on experience often find that school life does not accommodate their learning style. These characteristics combine in unique ways in each person, forming personality types, each made up of different inner processes and ways of functioning in the world. It is important to recognize that each personality type is of equal value. No way of being is better than another. Each offers gifts and processes that complement the others, contributing in a unique way to the qualitative functioning of the whole, whether the whole is a team, a class, a family, or a society.
Workbook, Unit 11, Reading and